A word for you from Luke 2 verses 11 to 13. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying. Well, we know the rest of the story, don't we? How the angels were saying glory to God in the highest and peace on earth and goodwill among men. And then the angels did go and they were obedient to this heavenly message. Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. You see, they took it very personally. For the Lord said, it is for you. In fact, as it is now written in Luke 2, it means it is for you. Yes, you who are listening. You are not excluded. It was given to the shepherds, but it was specifically said that this good news, in verse 10, would be for all people. And then the word you is used again and again. And the Lord wants you to embrace the Christmas child, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the one who died as well, for he didn't just come to be born. He came to die, to save you. Make it personal. Perhaps Christmas has come and gone, and yet you have not yet embraced the Christ child. You find instead that you've embraced sin. Sin has not let go of you. Now listen to these words and embrace your Savior today. For in verse 11 it says, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What better message, what message of hope can be better than this? There is nothing more that you need in the world but to know, I have a Savior. It means it's not just some human hero, even though Jesus was very human, but the one who would be the Savior, who would rescue you from your biggest problem, which is sin. And it is this little Christ child wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. He is born for you. Remember that